Do you ever feel like you're not good enough? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have always struggled with perfectionism. It's something that I have to overcome in every part of my life. But what does God say about us being enough? Are we enough? If you struggle with this question too, I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called, Are You Good Enough? By Kristen Merrill. Are you good enough? I'm not. Not nearly good enough to please all those voices that tell me to do better, try harder, be perfect. How I've tried. Many of us are sidelined perfectionists, waiting from the benches while other brighter, bolder, better perfectionists are in the game, seemingly living that gleaming, perfect, successful life where they seem to shine. Seem is the definitive word. All the posts and pictures that dominate our feeds make these perfected humans seem perfect. Better than us, for sure. But it's all an illusion. Not real, not at all. Perhaps they project the illusion that they themselves want to so badly believe. Maybe if I appear this way, beautiful, smart, athletic, successful, I will eventually believe it myself. Because, believe it or not, those who seem so put together struggle with the same inadequacies that we do. Turns out, humans just aren't perfect. It's been that way since humans first sinned. We can't always achieve high marks, make the team, or have a slew of friends. But I'll tell you what we do have. As believers in Jesus, we have Him as our friend, such a friend. He will always have your back, include you, and love you exactly the way you are. His love never fails, and He doesn't require you to be better, try harder, be perfect, measure up. Instead, God in Christ extends to each of us this marvelous, extraordinary gift called grace. Grace is God's unearned favor, the kind of love and acceptance and inclusion that we all dream of enjoying. But the marvelous truth is, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus can enjoy God's grace every day. And then, do you know what we can do with this wonderful grace of God? We can receive it. We daily remind ourselves that despite our imperfections, God loved us so much that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead so He could give us this grace. And then we give it out freely to everybody around us. So let's dive into this a little bit more together. In what ways have you tried to measure up? Do you ever feel like you're pretending to be the person you want to be? How could it be freeing to rest in Jesus' grace and love for you instead? Do you feel far away from this free gift of grace? Maybe a bit distant from God? As Christians, sometimes this happens when we have unconfessed sin we need to take to God in prayer. Other times, it may be we've been believing things about God that aren't true, and that makes it hard to feel close to Him. Who are trusted Christians in your life who you could talk to when you're struggling? If you've never received this gift of Jesus, you can learn more about Him at unlocked.org on the Know Jesus page. As you and I can read in Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. Now, I'd encourage you to read into our Bible, John chapter 15, verses 13 through 15, Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 24, as well as chapter 15, verse 7, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 through chapter 2, verse 2, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's episode of Unlocked? Has God been teaching you something new recently? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotion about times when we don't understand God, with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.